The plan to build a crude oil pipeline through the Midwest is now in the hands of state regulators in Iowa and Illinois. This week, we're taking a closer look at the project and some of the questions surrounding it. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott continues our coverage by examining the economics.
The numbers are staggering. Dakota Access plans to spend about $4 billion to build the 1,100-mile pipeline from North Dakota to southern Illinois. That includes about $1 billion in Iowa. Spokeswoman Vicky Granato says about $400 million of that would come from construction wages. She says cities and counties will also see a major surge from the project, which the company hopes to complete by late 2016.
We're looking at just over $14 million in terms of income taxes. And then if you layer that on top of sales taxes that will be collected during construction, then that is over $35 million.
Granato says Dakota Access plans to spend tens of millions of dollars to gain access to the necessary land and to pay additional taxes in Iowa. Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson says those numbers sound great because they're overstated. Swenson has studied projects like these for more than 20 years. He's found they lead to far fewer high-paying construction jobs. The company estimates as many as 4,000 construction jobs will be created in Iowa. Swenson says, in reality, it will likely be
maybe a third of those jobs, a little more than a third of those jobs, will be really good, skilled construction trades jobs. And then the rest of them are in all other kinds of industries.
Swenson says that could mean less money coming in for wages and from income and sales taxes.
We provide a lot of public subsidy based on the expectation of jobs. And what I'm trying to do is to manage those expectations.
With the project still in the regulatory phase, the notion of public subsidy has not been discussed. But if the pipeline is approved, Dakota Access could seek assistance, most likely in the form of public tax dollars. Tomorrow, we will look at concerns over how the pipeline could impact homeowners insurance. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.